All right, well, welcome back one more time. And one more time, we just need to clean up a little bit of code. But before we get to that, that's still Susan Ibach. I'm still Christopher Harrison. And this is still SQL, Python, and Flask. Mm-hmm. Now, just because this has been my day, something went sideways. What wound up happening was I actually did during our meal break is I actually went into the code and updated everything because I wanted to make sure that I had the connection string right because a lot of mistakes can happen there. Wanted to make sure that we had the IP address in the firewall because again, a lot of things go wrong there. So I went in, I updated the file, saved it, everything worked. And then I don't know what happened, but somewhere between that moment and the moment that we went live, that file just like disappeared into the ether. So I went back in and re-updated it. And so what you're now going to notice is there it is with the correct connection string. And I didn't make any other changes. I just, fixed the connection string. And so now if I fire up this page here, we'll give this just a moment to load. And I just simply go to question hockey, lowercase q, there we go, hockey trivia. You're now going to notice that it loads up that question. Nice. And I could type in an incorrect answer. Yeah. And sure enough, now everything works. So again, we did have it. This is just going to be the way that things are going to work.
Yeah,
so
the server name was...
But that's it. I had it typed in and it lost it in the file. That's all right. So with that, let's go ahead and roll on in to into Layouts and Jinja. And one of my...
And I'll just enjoy my cookie
that. Yeah, you enjoy your cookie. I'm going to go back to my amazing blue slide here. So here's the thing. When you stop to think about it, you're going to create an application, but you're not going to provide a user manual. So even if somebody did want to read the fine manual that you provided, you're not going to give them one. And so you might be thinking, well, that seems like it could pose some problems. And you know what? You're right. It can pose some problems because my users are now basically sort of feeling their way around trying to figure out, okay, well, what are we supposed to do?
Sure. If I visit a website for the first time, it's not always really obvious where I go and what do I do on each page to make things work.
Exactly. Exactly. So with that in mind, there's a couple of strategies that we want to keep in mind here. And the first is follow conventions. That what you're going to notice on a lot of mobile sites is a little box that will be in one of the upper corners with three little lines on it. And it's what's known as a hamburger. True story. Now, that can... See? There you go. It's a hamburger. I'm getting hungry again. But in any event, the goal of that hamburger is that when you click on that, that's now going to provide some form of a menu system that you can then dig into and kind of go from there. And again, when you first look at that, there's nothing that actually tells you that, but it is a convention. Sort of like you'll see the little magnifying glass, although that sort of looks like a lollipop in my drawing, but you'll see the little magnifying glass. And again, that's a convention that if you hit that, you're going to, of course, get
search.
There you go. But along those lines is be clear, and you really do have to know your target users. So if your target users aren't overly web savvy, throwing a hamburger at them, can I get a hamburger, Barry? There we go.
Yep. Not everybody's familiar with that convention yet. It's a relatively new convention.
Exactly. So maybe you decide, we don't want to use a hamburger. Maybe you want to use a hot dog instead. See what I did there? No. You don't have a hot dog. That's all right. Thanks, Barry. Maybe instead of having a hamburger, maybe you just write out the word menu. Because the great thing about writing out the word menu is, what's going to happen when I click on menu?
Maybe the menu's going to come up.
There you go. You're going to get a menu. So, be clear. But regardless of what you do, be consistent. Consistency really is key here.
The worst thing you can have is two different developers building a website together and half of them set up the navigation one way and half of them set up the navigation a different way.
Yep.
So the poor user is on one page, they know what they're doing, and then they go to a new page and everything's laid out differently. It causes a lot of confusion.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is where what are known just sort of generically as layouts come into play. And And depending on the web environment that you're going to be using, these will have different names. But for right now, we're just going to call those layouts. So why use them? How do we use them? How about some advanced layouts? Well, let's talk about why. And so when you think about your web pages, you're going to have kind of a typical convention that you're typically going to have your logo up at the very top. You're going to have your navigation that's maybe going to be at the top or over on the left-hand side.
You have a little links to move around the website.
Absolutely. Yep. You're going to have your copyright information, your footnotes, whatever else down at the bottom. You know, please hire us. And then last but not least is you're going to have that ooey gooey center. And that ooey gooey center, of course, is, in fact, a technical term. And that's where the individual pages content is going to wind up going. So you're going to have that consistency here of there is our page and there's our logo up at the very top here. There's over here on the left all of our links. And then what I'm going to do is on the individual content, on the individual pages, is I'm just going to provide that little content that's going to go right there. So I don't want to have to recreate that outer structure, that jello mold, if you will, over and over and over again. I only want to focus in on that ooey gooey center. On top of that, you know, when you go in and you start creating that over and over and over again, as I've shown, you have a chance for mistakes. You know, things can go wrong. And most importantly, what happens if something changes? I mean, if you have 50 layouts, let's say, and you've decided to change your logo, you don't want to run around to those 50 layouts and update that logo. I mean, you've, again, got better things to do with your time.
I worked at a company that went from being incorporated to limited. So we changed the logo from company name Inc. to company name LTD, and it was in our logo. And the person who had built the website did not design it in a way. They'd done the dreaded copy and paste all the different pages, and then literally had to go update 62 different pages just to change the little company logo. So I have lived what you're describing.
Yeah, yeah, that's just bad. So let's talk then about using Jinja to handle our layouts. Now, the way that Jinja actually does this is by what's known as template inheritance. Now, the only reason that I didn't mention the phrase template inheritance yet is because I wanted to just use the more generic term layout. Because every web technology has something similar, and so this is Jinja's implementation. It's called template inheritance. And so the basic steps here is define the base template, and then define the blocks that can be overridden for individual pages. And I think it's best if we see a little diagram. So let's start over here on the far left side, and this is going to be my base template that I'm going to generically call layout. And you're going to notice that we've got our really awesome little logo up the very top. We've got our navigation links over there on the left-hand side. And then finally, last but not least, is we've got a placeholder, and this is going to be our ooey gooey center. So you're going to notice the color scheme here is that ooey gooey center, this is going to stay green, and that's where our data is going to wind up.
So when you create layout.html, you don't put a whole bunch of stuff there, because that's what you're saying. I'll give you the content for that a little later.
Not necessarily. So what you're doing is you're creating the shared component. So I'm going to want the navigation on every single page. I'm going to want the logo on every single page. And there might be other things as well. So you might have, for example, let's say like a Twitter feed over here, and maybe you're going to have the icon for the user's cart up there, and maybe you're going to have something else down here, maybe like a login, logout, who knows?
Sure.
You know, so I don't want you to focus in on the amount that you're creating. The real key here is when you're creating this layout, what you're looking for, and this is really the key, is whatever is going to be shared.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Across all your pages.
I was just asking if where you have a placeholder block was where we don't
Okay. No, inside the placeholder block, there's really not going to be anything.
You said your big focus is on creating all the content. It's going to be shared, but it's going to be common across web pages.
Exactly.
And the stuff that's going to be different from web page in the layout.html file is going to be pretty sparse.
Exactly. Yep. And so, well, and again, not necessarily sparse, but yeah.
Just keep going.
Yeah. So here's the thing is, when we go in and now create the individual page, what you're going to notice is what we're going to define is nothing on the outside. So we're not going to define the logo. That's already been done.
Yep.
We're not going to define all of the links. That's what's already been done. That what we're going to do instead is just focus in on what's important here for this individual page. So what do we need to build for answer question? Well, what we're going to need is a display for the question. We're going to need a text box, and we're going to need a button there. So that's what we're going to need, and that's all that I'm going to build. Now, what Flask is going to do with the Jinja layout is it's then going to, when somebody does something to bring up that layout, is it's going to combine both of those and send those out the door as one page. So that's what the user is going to see, is just that one page. Now, I left the outlines around the individual components, but I want to stress something very big here, which is the fact that, and I just want to get to the right slide, is the user going to notice anything different there? And the answer to that question is no, they're not going to notice anything different, anything odd, that I left those blue lines around it just to kind of delineate each of those objects. But the user is just going to see a simple page. Everything is going to be combined. Can you have multiple blocks? 100%. And just to kind of keep going, do you have to provide default content? You don't. Do you have to provide content for every block and a child? You don't. Both of those are going to become a little clearer as I go backwards in slides to right here.
Okay.
So we took a look at the concepts. Now let's take a look at how we're going to build this. So here's our base template or our parent. And you're going to notice, again, terminology. Some people will call this a base. Some people will call this a parent, whichever you want to call it. I really like parent-child when I'm talking about this. So there's our parent. And so what you're going to notice is that we've got our logo. We've got our navigation. So whatever our normal HTML is to make all of that happen. And then there is the placeholder for that UI GUI center. And so what you're going to notice is that this is done by creating blocks. And all of our blocks have a name, Steve. And inside of those blocks, and remember again that we're in the base template, you can, if you want, provide default content. You don't have to, but you can. So if there is something that you just want to naturally provide, so maybe, for example, you were creating a block for a sidebar.
Uh-huh.
And so you had kind of default content for that sidebar, but on an individual page, maybe like a product page, you needed to replace that sidebar with something else. So now what you've done is you've given the developer of that product page the ability to swap that out. And if they decide, you know what, I don't want to do anything with that sidebar, then they just simply don't mention it, and it will then use your default content there. Now, bringing that back into then the content page or the child page, what you're going to notice is we're not going to provide any of that outer structure. That all that we're going to do is just provide the inner structure. And you're going to notice that we're going to say block and then whatever the name of the block is, and then whatever content it is. So inside of there is going to be that little block right there with our couple little text boxes and all of that, that mamma jamma stuff. Cool. So that's the syntax there. There's our couple of frequently asked questions on how all of that that comes together. The one last little thing is, let's say that I'm in a child and I mention a block name and that block name doesn't exist in the parent. What happens? It's going to break because Jinja's then isn't going to know where to put any of that. Okay. So let's get in and let's see this in action.
Absolutely, because this is one of those ones that this is one you really appreciate when you see it. But it is a fantastic way to design your web pages.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, keep in mind, we built this application over the course of 3 courses, and when we started this, we didn't cover template inheritance, and so as a result, we didn't use this. Well, now we're going to do template inheritance, and we're now going to go back and update our pages to use this. And you're going to notice that this is pretty straightforward. But keep in mind that typically when you're designing an application from scratch, you're going to start with this.
Yeah, now that you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so yeah.
I don't want you to think as you're looking through this that, I now have to always go back and re-update this. Absolutely not, that you can always start with all of this. Okay. So let me go into to my templates here, and I'm just going to right-click, and I'm going to say Add, and I'm going to say New Item, and I'm going to choose an HTML page, and I'm going to call this Layout.
So that's going to be
HTML.
Your parent page.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's going to be my parent. Yep. And so now let me go in and give this a title, Awesome Trivia App, and let me go ahead and inside my body section, let's go in and say H2, Awesome trivia app right there. And that's it. So I still have a block to put in. But the big point that I want to make for right now is I want you to notice that this looks, is just HTML.
Yeah, this looks like just the same HTML I'd put on any web page.
Absolutely. So now what we're going to do is we're going to create that that block, and that's going to be my little percent block, and then we'll give it a name, Steve.
So this is the ginger you're adding now.
Yes, this is exactly the ginger that I'm adding now. And so now let's go in and end block, and let's go back and just say H3 default content. So I'm just adding in default content, just as an example. Content. That second N was silent. All right, and I should probably give that a better name than Steve, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
So we'll go ahead and we'll call it main.
Sure, do you want to call it block main?
No, I want to call it main. So, and keep in mind here that you can actually name this whatever you want. And again, you can have multiple blocks. So if I was going to set up a sidebar on my page, then I could absolutely go ahead and say sidebar right here. So,
cool.
You know, 100% you can add in multiple. Okay. There we go. So now I've got that. So now what I want to do is I want to start updating my pages to use that layout. And so all that we're going to do is get rid of all of the HTML for starters. Now, why are we getting rid of the HTML? Well, remember that the outer HTML, that's going to be provided by the layout, so we don't need it. The only thing, again, and I love the little, there we go, I love my little logo, is the only thing that we need to provide is just simply that part right there. That's
the ooey gooey center?
The ooey gooey center.
Yep. All right.
And so when I go back into Visual Studio here, all that I have is just simply the ooey gooey center. Now I need to tell it which page I want it to use for the layout, and that's going to be percent extends, and then the name, and it does need to be in quotes, layout.
So this is how it knows where to go read all that ginger sort of, this is how it figures out who its parent is and what stuff to bring in when it displays.
That's exactly it. Yep, and so now I'm going to say block, and then let's give this a name of main. There we go. And let's go in and say percent and end block. There we go.
So this is where the ginger syntax that allows you to say, use this with that parent template.
Exactly. And so now what I'm going to do is first of all, I'm going to take out a little insurance here. First of all, I'm going to kind of update my page, and I'm going to move a little bit quickly here in just a moment. I'm going to end block. I'm going to take out some insurance just because I've had demo issues all day today. So I just want to make sure that this is going to come up.
Test it on one page before you do it on all of them.
Exactly. There we go. Okay. See, it's working.
I can see the header that came from you, because that awesome trivia app was in your layout.html file.
And that's exactly it. Yeah, so that's coming from my layout. And in fact, you know, just to belabor the point here, let's go back to Visual Studio, and let's just do this. Is let's say inside my layout, obviously you wouldn't do this, is let's go in and say from layout.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, you wouldn't do that, but it'll give us the opportunity to show, hey, look, that is coming from the layout.
Yes.
See?
Yep, that's cool.
There you go. So that's really it. And so if you went in to create a brand new page, then you're not going to provide that HTML. You're just going to provide that ooey gooey center. And you're also going to notice, and this is one of the things that I like about layouts, is that the syntax is pretty sparse, that there's not a lot that really needs to go into this. So I can actually just kind of cruise through all of this.
So,
boom.
So you're just going through each of your content pages.
Right.
And then taking off all that, all the stuff that was defined in the parent page and saying, hey, that's already in the parent. So instead of just having that code everywhere, let's just tell all the pages to reference that parent page and inherit all that standard template, standard title and stuff from the parent, and then you're only defining your ooey gooey center
exactly.
on each of the individual pages.
And
that's nice, because it means if you do want to change that title or add an extra logo or something, you're only going to have to change it in the one place, in the parent.
And that's exactly, we sort of proved that earlier by my going in and making that little change there, and block. So now again, you'll notice that I updated all of those pages there pretty quickly, and I didn't belabor the point a whole lot because again,
I mean, just doing the same thing,
really.
Yeah,
there's the syntax exactly. Yeah. But you'll notice that didn't take me real long to go in and do, and that's sort of I think the perfect job for an intern, you know, to set them up and just kind of start playing around with that. But it really is just that simple. And so now when I go in and I save this and I launch this, you're going to notice that I'm now going to have that consistent structure throughout all of my pages. So if I bring up my create, you're going to notice there's my title, my question, my answer. If I go in and I say question, hockey trivia, you're going to notice that again, it's still got the header from my layout. Sorry, I needed a drink of water there.
Yep.
Okay. So there it all is. And then I could go in and let's say 20. Actually, I think you typed out 20 minutes.
I did.
Okay. There we go. And so sure enough, it tells me that that I'm correct. If I went back and I just simply said 20, maybe in a version 2, we could, you know, put in a little bit of fuzzy logic. But in any event, now you're going to notice that it tells me, sorry, I'm incorrect. But again, we've got that exact same layout. We've got that consistency throughout our application. That's really what we're after here. We're really after that that consistency. And that's sort of the goal with all of this. Okay. Now, let's get a little bit more advanced here. Get to the right slide. There we go. How about advanced layouts?
Christopher, how about advanced layouts?
I'm glad you asked. So rather than replacing the default content, what happens if we wanted to add to it? So again, you know, let's go back to that little sidebar. And let's say that the sidebar on our e-commerce site was going to have a shopping cart on it. And this is going to be my little shopping cart. There you go.
Is that a person riding in a shopping cart?
Yes.
Okay.
it's a very big handle.
Okay.
So there's my little shopping cart. Maybe it's got the number of items and so forth. And maybe that's out on our sidebar. But what I want to do, and it's got a hamburger in it. And what I want to do is I want to be able to maybe add something to it. So if you go to a particular product page, maybe there's a sale that I need to identify. So what I want to do is I want to add to the sidebar, but I don't want to replace what's already in there. And that's where we get into super blocks.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I like that.
And with a super block, what I can now do is say, hey, look, I want to go get the content that was in the parent. So here's our base template, our parent. You're going to notice that we provided a disclaimer by default.
Uh-huh.
Now what we want to do is we want to still have that display. And the way that we're going to do that is by adding in a call right here to paren paren super.
And if we didn't do that, then the content that you put into the parent for that block would have just been overwritten.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we've seen here. That if I go back to Visual Studio, you're going to notice, let me go get my layout. There we go. Is I added in default content.
Oh, yeah, you did.
But if I bring back up my page here, and I have no idea whether or not I've still got a browser window open with it or not, so I'm going to launch another one. Checker. And as it turned out, I did, but that's okay.
Yep.
Let's go in and hit create. You'll notice that that default content
not
appearing
yeah.
in this film.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is I want to close all of that out. There we go. And let's come back over to, let's go to create.
Yep.
Just going to do this on create. Great question. Beautiful. And now let's
we have to do
just
our
put
super
it right up at the very top. Exactly, yeah. So let's just say paren paren super. And there we go.
Dum,
and
da, da, da.
Now let's go in and launch this one more time. And then you'll notice that there is our default content. And what's nice about using this is it once again puts the power back into the developer of that child page, of the individual page. Now, one of the things that I find happens quite frequently is the people who design the layout often take away too much power from the individual page creators. And there is certainly a very fine line there that you don't want to give people the ability just to run wild and put whatever it is that they want, wherever it is that they want. You know, you don't want to run the risk of having purple Comic Sans MS throughout your entire application.
Well, not throughout, on one page. And then the next page is bright blue and, and sans serif, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you want to be very careful about the amount of control that you decide to take away and the amount of control that that you decide to give. So there's a little bit of a fine line there. And it's why I really like those super blocks. Because by utilizing those super blocks, now I'm going to say, all right, well, here's the default content. You can use this, but you can determine where in your flow it's going to make the most sense. So I find that it's just kind of a very nice little middle ground there that that you can draw. So you can say, hey, look, I'm going to give this to you. If you want to use it, great. And if not, well, you can sort of determine where you want it. So in any event, so that's the basics of layouts. Now, I got to admit, and if we take a look at my browser here real quick, that's still pretty ugly.
That is, it is, I mean, it's consistently ugly.
And that's what we were looking for.
We got consistency. So goal one was consistency. But I have to admit, that looks like a web page Susan would build. And that is not a compliment. My apologies, because, yeah, I make ugly web pages. I'm not a good graphic designer.
And honestly, neither am I.
Yeah.
But this is where Bootstrap comes into play. So what do you say we take 10 and we'll talk about Bootstrap? We'll see you guys in 10.